Up to Yeridei Yasimin Kufches, which is the simin of Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. There are a few sugyas that we have to go through in Psachim on Daf Ayin Vav. So Rav tells us that Recha is Milsa, and consequently Basar Kuta Shamein that you roast with Basar Nevela Kachosh is Aser, right? Because it's mifatme mehadodi. In other words, that even though in the context of tzli, only a dover shamein can become a problem, but lemaisa ayidei the recha, it's going to like flow through the air, come back. So Rav basically says that recha is milsa. Levi says that recha lav milsa. Recha lav milsa. Now, it's worth noting that the Lashon HaGemara here and at the beginning of the Sugya Avodah Zarah is whether Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa, but the Gemara towards the middle of the Sugya Avodah Zarah has a striking expression of Recha Lav Klum. No? Recha Lav Klum sounds like we're saying that it's not just lav milsa. I would say lav milsa means it's not significant. Like milsa means episazach. You can't like say it in English. Right? So recha lav milsa means it's not significant. Recha lav klum sounds like it's garnished mit garnished. The Rishonim seem to debate that point as to whether the opinion of that recha is lav, right? Does that opinion hold it's garnished? Does that opinion hold it's not significant? And we will discuss that as we move on. Okay? But the diuk in the Gemara is that way. So in Pesachim Ayin Vav, we have a machlekes, Rav, and Levi. In Avodah Zarah, on Samach Vav, there's a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, about Bastiha. Bastiha is some sort of way of sniffing wine. There's a machlokas Abaye in Rava. Abaye says that Yisrael b'de Ovid Kochavim is Aser, that a Jew sniffing the Goyish wine is going to be Aser, and Rava says it's Mutter. Abaye says it's Aser, Recha Milsahi. Rava says it's Mutter because Recha Lav Milsahi. So it's a little bit strange that there's machlokes in Pesachim between Rav and Shmuel, and machlokes in Avodah Zarah between Abaye and Rava. In both places, we bring down the same source, no? Which would seem to indicate that both in Pesachim and in Avodah Zarah, in the Hemshech HaGemara, we talk about Haroda Paschama V'nosna Alpi Chavis Yayin Shel Kshruma, this Mishnah in Kshrumas Perek Yod. That would seem to indicate that it's the same sugya. And most Rishonim, in fact, say that the two sugyas are one and the same. The sugya in Avodah Zarah and the sugya in Psachim are saying the same thing. And consequently, since in Avodah Zarah it's a machlokas Abaye and Rava, and b'chol hashas we paskin like Rava against Abaye, that's why we will paskin that Recha Lav Milsa, which is Levi's position in Psachim. That's the way Rashi takes it. Right? Rashi writes explicitly that based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we paskin the Gemara in Psachim, even though the end of the Gemara in Psachim says that they asered cooking a fish together with meat, that they asered then subsequently eating that fish with kutach, which would sound like it follows the opinion of Recha Milsa, and that sounds like it's a Maisa Rav, that sounds like that's what really happened at the end of the Gemara, but still Rashi says that lahalacha we follow Rava in Avodah Zarah and we paskin Recha Lav Milsa. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos tells me that there are differences between the types of Rechas in this world. No? Tosfos says, first of all, that we paskin like Rav, that Recha is Milsa. His Raya is from that case that we mentioned about the fish that's cooked with the tzli, that you can't eat it with kutach. So therefore, Taisa says, Rabbi Natan passes like Rav. Rava by Bas Tiha, Rava by the sniffing of the wine. So Taisus writes in Avodah Zarah that, you know what? There's a difference. The sugya in Avodah Zarah, according to Taisus, has nothing to do with the sugya in Psachim. You see, the sugya in Psachim is talking about Recha when it's a Tarovis, when there is some of one item that's entering a different item. That's very different than the sugya in Avodah Zarah, where the Recha is Be'en. Meaning, even those who assume that Recha is going to be Usser in Avodah Zarah could be Matir Recha in Psachim, because it's not Be'en. But then Tosis also says it Fakeret. And this is the interesting Nakuda. Tosis also says, well, it could be that even if I hold that ordinarily Recha Milson, it's going to be Usser, let's say in Psachim, that's the way Rabbi Nutan paskins, but in Avodah Zarah it's going to be Mutter. And the reason why it's going to be Mutter in Avodah Zarah is because, who remembers? It's Mazik. Now, let's take a step back for a second. Reb Fava Cohen and Badi Ashochem, page Lamed Zayin, quotes from the Plesi, this is the Plesi in Sifkat and Vav by us, a fundamental question. When I speak about Recha Milsa, is that a Dinda Eraisa or that's a Dinda Rabbanon? Is Recha another way of saying Tam Ke'ikar, and we paskind way back in Simen Tzadi Ches that Tam Ke'ikar is Eraisa? Or is Recha not really like Tam? Recha is something that is weaker, shvacher, no? And therefore, it's not fully Tam. And therefore, maybe Recha is only going to be Asim Midrabanon. It happens that Taisvis in Avodah Zarah, Taisvis in Psachim on Daf Lamed, Rebbe Kiva Eger is Mitzayin the Taisvis in Psachim Ayin Vav. He says, look back at the Taisvis in Psachim Daf Lamed. No? Remember that? Taisvis in Psachim on Daf Lamed says, let's say I cook some fish with meat. Am I only not allowed to eat that fish now with milk? Or what about eating it with like salt, and the salt is going to be the same salt container that was used with milk? So Tosis on Daf Lamed in Psachim says, Recha is a weaker sort of Isser than regular Tam. No? It's like a one-line Tosis that Rebbe Kiveger is Mitzayin in Psachim Daf Lamed. Taisus writes, this that we say in Ketzat Zolan, the Pasha for Matzli, you can't eat a Pekutach, Ava B'melach Shari. So he says, that's only an Isser of Recha. That's not a full-fledged Isser of Tam. Zetman from Taisus, that the Isser of Recha is a weaker Isser than the Isser of Tam. And that's the same point that the Plesi is making within Taisus. You see, the Plesi says, what type of religion says that, you know what, it's Mazik, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Think about it. I take this wine and I inhale it a bit and it hurts. It bothers me. Now, what does it mean that's masik? It means it's not like as geschmack of a way of drinking wine the normal way. It comes up like with a thrust, right? That's what it sounds like. You're saying that within Tosis himself, who assumed that Bas Tiha is a discussion whether it's Kishtiya or not Kishtiya, but still, Lemaisa, once I'm saying it's Kishtiya, why would it not be Kishtiya just because it's Mazik me? Mazik means it doesn't taste so good. Right? Mazik. What? Like. But would that be Matir? You're saying if it's Mamish like Achila Gasa, it would be Matir Nisidor Raisa. And Ochanami. What?
Like shemen
in Ketzim of Arachim. That's what I was thinking. Shemen Ketzim of Arachim, the Gemara says Azuki Mazikle. Azuki Mazikle, most Rishonim in Ketzim of Arachim understand that when I drink olive oil, the pshat is it doesn't taste so good. No? And therefore, it loses the way the Rambam writes the Lashon. It loses the regular bracha haru'yula, right? Shemen Zayis theoretically should be a boya priya eitz, if I'm sure you say they are nigrin or something. But when it's bad tasting, so I'm getting hana'ah in this fact that lubricates my throat, but it's not hana'ah from the taste. Therefore, I make a shahakos, says the Rambam, I don't make a ha'eitz, right? So similarly over here, mazik, I thought, the way Tosis is using it means, it's a bad taste. And then the place he has a taina. He says, one second. So if it tastes bad, why on earth would that be mati or anything? No? Zuck the placey. Well, having a bad taste is only going to be matir if what? If the iser recha is an iser derabbanan. So then I could say that for the iser derabbanan, they're going to be mekel on it when there's some unpleasantness that's thrown in. But were it to be an iser deoraisa, I wouldn't be mekel at all. That's the placey's first nekuda. And then the placey says something, if I'm reading it correctly, but Feivelkorn, for some reason, doesn't quote the entire placey. The way he deals with this issue on page Lamed Zayin is like with the diuk and the Bahag, and how the Bahag passes the sugya on Recha Mosa based on the pasuk of Mishras, and whether that speaks on the level of Dereis or the level of Drabbanan. That's his approach with the Bahag. But if you open the placey itself, the placey says an interesting thing. He says, you know what, the sugya in Avodah Zarah and the sugya in Psachim are maybe talking about different things, like what Tosis is saying, but the difference is precisely this point. Zuck the placey. If I hold that Recha is a din d'oraisa, so mazik won't be matir. And if I hold Recha is a din d'rabbanon, so then Recha is matir. And he wants to say that's the machlokas Abaye and Rava in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav. Abaye holds that Recha is usser, meaning it's usser on the level of Do'iraisa. Rava says Recha's usser only on the level of Dirabonon. And therefore, says the placey, the Hemshech HaGemara makes sense. Amar Rava, mina aminola. How do I know that Recha is only Aser Midrabanan, and therefore the fact that it's Mazik is going to be a Matir, the way Tosfos says it? I know it because, right? And here is where the Gemara uses that interesting Lashon of mina aminola de Recha v'loi klum, ditnan, tanu shisiko bikmon shel truma v'afabos hapas. Right, that's a case where I fire up the oven with truma, then I bake bread. So the bread is mutter lefisha ein tam kmon ela recha of kmon. Now, truma is do'iraisa only, dagon, tirosh, and yitzhar, no? Kmon ain't dagon, it ain't tirosh, and ain't yitzhar. Rava is saying, since the Isser is only an Isser de Rabbanon, so that's why the pass is going to be mutter. Because since the entire Isser of Recha is mid Rabbanon, according to Rava, so I'm Mekel when it's Mazik, so I'm also going to be Mekel on a Isser, which originally was an Isser de Rabbanon. Let's say that, right? What Rava is proving is that the din of Recha, right, Rava is trying to show, I hold of Recha, right? The Sugya Avodah Zarah is saying that Rava says, I hold that there's a concept of Recha at some point, but, right, I hold that Isser Recha is only an Isser Midrabanon. And that is there because only an Isser Midrabanan, the Memela, like Tosfos said, when it's Masik, it's Mutter. And also because the Isser is only an Isser Midrabanan, Memela what? If I have the Reyach of something, which itself was only Isser Midrabanan originally, so I could say, you know what, that's too far away. That's too far removed. Right, this combination, the double Drabanan, Reyach's Drabanan, and Kmon Shal Truma's Drabanan, too far away, therefore it's not a problem.
But Abaya says, I don't get the whole kasha. To me, the whole din of recha is a din d'oraisa. Mazik ain't going to be matter anything. K'mon shel truma, he's dochen bekash, the way the place he says, that's why he says the thing that the iser gets all burned up in the Gemara. But really, Abaya is not nachas to the kasha at all, because he's assuming fundamentally recha is d'oraisa. So according to the place, what emerges is like this. It's al derech ha-tosfis, that there are two separate sugyas in Shas. Right, a sugya in Pesachim and a sugya in Avodah Zarah. The sugya in Avodah Zarah assumes that yes, Recha has to be Milsa, right? But it's going to be Mutter in certain circumstances. Why? Because Abaya is saying Rava is saying in Avodah Zarah, oh, Recha is only Midrabanan, and therefore I have certain kulas. Right, that's what Rava says. But Abaya holds it's Asur Min HaTorah. That's the place he's Cheshbin. Now, did I lose people? We're okay, Baruch? So basically, the place he has a very interesting Chiddush, that Recha Milsa in Avodah Zarah is a Machlokes, whether it's a Din D'oraisa or a Din D'rabbanan. This issue, by the way, Recha of something that is only Asur Midzah Rabbanon comes up in the classical poskim. It comes up in the Shach in Sifkat and Aleph, no? The end of the Shach in Sifkat and Aleph, he quotes in the Iser Veheter Klau Lametes Din Chaf Dalet. The Chala Shalonu Shehimid Rabbanon Mutter Lechatzchila Lafosim Hapas. That if I have Ar Chala, Chalas Chutzla Aretz, it's only Osimid Rabbanon, so therefore I'm allowed to cook it Lechatzchila with bread. But that's what the Shach quotes in the Issur V'Heter. This distinction between Isurim D'Oraisa and Isurim D'Rabbanan only makes sense L'Cha'ora if you're taking the perspective that Recha Milsa is Usur on the level of D'Rabbanan. If I take the perspective that Recha Milsa is Usur on the level of D'Oraisa, then I won't distinguish between an Issur D'Oraisa and Issur D'Rabbanan. And in fact, the Poskim L'Halacha don't assume that Recha of every Issur D'Rabbanan is going to be Mutter. They are Mekah on Recha of Archala, but not because it's D'Rabbanan. The reason they are Mekah on the Recha of Archala is because Archala is a Dover that is completely Kachosh. And Kachosh B'Kachosh, they assume, is Heter Gomor. No? Right? That's what the Prima Gadim speaks out over here.
Well, the Shach himself is the one who says that Kachosh B'Kachosh were Megal.
Right. And then he quotes that the Iser V'Heter says that Archala, which is Drabbanan, is going to be Mutter. Right? Lemaisa, that's what the Iser V'Heter says.
Even if it's the Raisa, but it's not Chala. But even if it's the Raisa, Kachosh is only also Tachila, so then it's Drabbanan, not going to go. Meaning, we're adding so many Chumra that we're not having any method.
Again, it certainly is possible, but the point is the Iser V'Heter is Zichur saying, the Iser V'Heter is certainly saying that Isurim D'Rabbanan is no din of Recha on. Right? It could be that we'd be Meko in his case, V'lav Nitaimei.
It's clear
that the Iser V'Heter. He's Machmir and D'Raisas, and.
The Iser D'Rabbanan that wasn't accomplished. Right?
And that's a different shverkeit within the Iser V'Heter, yes. The Iser V'Heter is going to be, right, had it been, let's say, Chala D'Oraisa, or Chametz, right, the Achronim speak about this towards the end. The Shach and Sifkot and Tesavav also picks up on this in terms of Chametz, no? Remember, the Ramah has two opinions as to whether the din of Recha, whether we will pass in that Recha Milsa by Chametz of Pesach, even B'Di'evet, right? There's two opinions in the Ramah. So the Shach says, one second, chametz, isn't chametz like a bread type of item, which is kachosh, and there's no problem at all? So he says, oh, we have to be talking about chametz that's shamein. Right? The Iser V'Heter is shver in the sense that he holds that there's an Iser of Recha even on something that's kachosh. That I'll grant you. But
one thing that is black and white in the Isser V'Heter is that he's telling me that by an Isser D'Rabbanan there's no din of Recha. That sounds like, because of this Hocheshbin, that the din of Recha is entirely mid-Rabbanan, which is not so crazy, because Recha is not the same as Tam. And Tosfos told me on Daf Lamed that Recha is not the same as Tam. That Tam is much more chomer than Recha. Once I put that all together, Judaism is beautiful.
It's a huge chiddush in the Riyah of the Gemara and Abba Bazar to say that that's where Rav was coming from.
Right, yes. The place he has is a big chiddush, absolutely, but it's not so nuts.
And that's what you'll say for Abaye also.
He wants to say that the machlokas Abaye and Rav is fundamentally whether Recha is Doraisa or Drabonin. Everyone holds Recha Milsa in the Psachim sense. But in Avodah Zarah, they disagree whether it's Doraisa or Drabonin. It's Osvav here. I even underlined it in my edition because I got like very excited. Yeah. that's basically what the Placey wants to say. Let's go on. None of this is normative Judaism. And let me tell you why. Because Rashi holds that we basically entirely paskin Recha Lav Milsehi, no? Tosfos says, oh, we paskin Recha Ilz Milsehi, no? But we don't paskin like Rashi or like Tosfos, right? The Rif comes up with a compromise position. Rif on 32a in the Rif pagination in the book of Chulin, right? So the Rif tells us that Lechatchila Recha Milsa, B'diyeved, Recha Lav Milsa. No? And the Rif really has two opinions. There's a second opinion in the Rif, where the Rif is saying that we hold that Recha is like an Isser Mashahu. No? Recha is a tiny amount of Isser, but usually it's going to be bottle. But in a situation that it can't be bottle, l'mashal, it's a davar sheyesh lematirin, or we'll talk about chametz, which can't be bottle, so then the recha is going to be aser. That's what emerges from the Rif. You see, the Rif tells me that when Rav says recha milsa, Rav isn't inventing a new position. Rav is being very consistent with his way of thinking about Judaism. Rav holds that min b'minay is loy batal. Always, no? Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, min b'minay is loy batal. And therefore, because Rav holds that min b'minay is not going to be batal, that's what Rav holds, Recha Milsa. Meaning that Recha is something. But, right, Recha is something. There is something there. Question, is it bottle, is it not bottle? Rav says it is not bottle. Levi says it is bottle. That's the way the Rif looks at it. This would be, and this is what we began with that Diyuk in Avodah Zarah, right? This is a machlokes as to whether it's milsa or lav milsa, but no one over here is saying lav klum. Right? Levi's shita is that Recha is usser. Yes, Recha is usser ordinarily, but it is going to be bottle in most cases. Theoretically it could be aser, but it's going to be bottle. That's the way Levi's saying it. I can't say it's like klum, but Rav says it can't be bottle because Rav holds that min b'mino is not bottle. That's the way the Rif says it in his what we'll call second opinion. First opinion of the Rif is just that Recha, according to Levi, that Recha lav milsa, it's still aser l'chatzchila. Second opinion of the Rif is that this is a fundamental question as to whether the Recha has something or not. Everyone agrees that there's something to it, but Rav holds it's not bottle, Levi holds it is bottle. Yeah.
Shouldn't the, you could understand the two whole possibilities together, because once it's been a bittul, it's going to be l'chatzchila, you can't do it, right? It's bottle, it's l'chatzchila. So once you say, even if yeah. Maybe it's bottle, then it still should be a problem with l'chatzchila, because it's
so, I hear your point, but it's clear in the Rif that he's presenting it like it's two different opinions.
Well, the shayla is what's the pshat in the first one? I mean, you're saying that Rashi's not right. In the Rif.
Why would it be that it's asur l'chatchila? So you're making a suggestion that's also a chiv because of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. I hear that suggestion. It's possible. I don't think the Rif is saying that pshat, because were he to be saying that pshat, then the first pshat's the same as the second pshat.
Right.
So the Rif probably holds that we want to keep ourselves away from Isurim. We want to keep a distance. Chazal said, you know what, Bidi Yeved, Recha is going to be okay, but we want you to keep a distance. Now, the first pshat of the Rif has many difficulties in it, no? This L'chatchila pshat, besides the fact that Shmuel is pointing out we don't fully understand it, why it would be so, but L'chatchila pshat is also difficult because the Gemara has a kasha from Ein Seilin. Right? Frak the Gemara, I don't roast the Pesachim together, no? My Pesach with your Pesach. Ein Seilin Shnei Pesachim Ke'echad Mipnei HaTaruvis. The Gemara asks Akasha on Levi from this. I don't understand. If you hold that it's a din l'chatchila, that it's usur l'chatchila, even according to Levi, so Levi should just answer ein solen. Of course, it's usur l'chatchila, right? That's one of the Ran's kashas on the Rif. The place in Sifkat and Aleph tries to answer it. I thought I understood it until a few minutes ago. Maybe if you guys could help me later. Understand that Nikud and the Flacy. I don't know exactly how the Rif would answer that kasha. The Flacy works on it. The kashas on the Rif are also the Rif in the second pshat, right? Assuming that's a davar sheyesh lematirin idea, it's like a type of bittul. So then we have like a very weird situation. You see, the bas tiha sugya, the sugya of the zara, is talking about when the isra is be'en, no? It's not a taruvis. I'm sucking up wine, treif wine. And somehow that's going to be mutter. But it's going to be potentially usser in the taruvis. How does that make any sense? How could it be, right? And the Ran asks this question also. Right? The Ran asks on the Rif, right? Rava says, Recha lavmil, say, even if it's bifnei atmo. So how is it possible that bifnei atmo lav milsa kishem is ariv b'davar sheyesh lo matirin is going to be usher? That's a very good kasha. Also, right, the Ran is really, the Ran doesn't understand anything of the Rif. Yeah, you had a point. It's mazik. So mazik might mean right. So that's a possible answer. The difference, the interesting point is the Rif never uses those words. Maybe. He doesn't say it. Right. That you have to say it in the very extreme version. That the whole is... That could be. Certainly, it certainly is possible. Look in the Gra. There are two Gras I want to learn with you. The Gra Sifkatin Chaf and the Gra in Sifkatin Tess. We'll go out of order. There are two opinions in the Rama about whenever I say Recha Milsa, right, is it going to be bottle in the entire pot or not? That's point one. Then the Rama goes on and he says, Yesh Omrinan Isser B'mashehu HaKhametz B'Pesach, Recha is going to be milsa, asa even b'diyeved. Zuck the Gra, that this machlokes is toloi in the machlokes Tosfos and the Rif, no? Because the Rif basically is assuming that the Isser is be'en, it's just going to be batal. So memelo chametz pesach, that's not batal, is going to be aser. That's what the Gra says, no? Isn't this pulling the wool over our eyes, gentlemen? Is the Gra lying? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Someone might kick me out of yeshiva for saying this. Is the Gra lying to us? The Gra is saying that the opinion that Recha will aser b'mashehu only makes sense according to the Rif, who says that what? Who says that the Rif's second pshat, that it's like a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that means that there's a teeny bit of iser there, but usually it's batal. If it can't be batel, so it's not batel. So Davar Sheyesh Matirin isn't batel, and Chametz Pesach isn't batel. So this only makes sense according to the Rif. That's what the Gra writes. Now, Tosfos himself, no, says Tosfos, remember, is the arch enemy of the Rif here, right? That's the way the Gra presents it. It's totally in the Machlokas, Tosfos and the Rif. Meaning that the Rif is assuming that fundamentally, like Rashi says, that there is one sugya of Recha, a sugya both in Pesachim and in Avodah Zarah is the same. And Avodah Zarah tells me how to pask it. Right, Rashi and the Rif say that we pass in at Recha Lav Milsa. Because I have a sugya in Avodah Zarah. Tosfos will tell me the sugya in Avodah Zarah has no shaykhis to anything, living or dead. It's a different meaning of Recha. Right? Therefore, says the Gra, the Rif who brings a raya from the sugya in Avodah Zarah, right? The Rif says that it's all the same sugya, but there's an Isser L'chatzchila, because it's going to be batel, so the Rif could say Chametz and Pesach is Aser. But Tosfos would say that there's no connection between the sugya and Avodah Zarah and the sugya and Pesachim. That's where the grub begins. But Tosfos himself, at the end of that big Tosfos says, oh, but Recha of Chametz is going to be Aser, right? Vim afu matzis b'shivas yimei Pesach v'nim says chita v'chametz b'achas mehen, they're all Aser. Even though by tanurim shalanu recha lav milsehi mikol makom nida tam leka mashu ba'al me'ika. So I'm not sure I understand that point in the Gra, but let's talk one other point in the Gra. The next point in the Gra I do understand. The Gra writes v'chein hahi desif daled asya katoisvis avolarif lesa. Avolarif lesa deresh lakish klal. Vafilo bechavis psucha upas chama mutter delav milsehi. Let's explain that line in the Gra. According to Tosfos, the fundamental issue is that there are two separate sugyas of Recha. There's a sugya in Psachim and a sugya in Avodah Zarah. Two different sugyas, right? Now, the Rif says that there's only one sugya. Good. Tosfos, who says that there's two different sugyas, so Tosfos obviously will say, well, sometimes Recha is Aser, sometimes Recha is Mutter. It depends how much Recha there is. But that's basically the general approach within Tosfos's worldview. Two separate sugyas. Sometimes it's Aser, sometimes it's Mutter. It depends how much there is. That line, sometimes it's Aser, sometimes it's Mutter, depends how much there is what Reish Lakish says in the Gemara. Reish Lakish says, if sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's Aser, if it's Pas Chama Chavis Pesucha, it's going to be Aser. Right? Pas Tzilnenes Chavis Megufa, it's Mutter, etc. Right? That's Reish Lakish's line in the Gemara. The Rif tells us that we don't hold like Reish Lakish. Right, the Rif says, I hold fundamentally Recha is Lav Milsa. Aye, doesn't Reish Lakish distinguish between the type of Rechas? Zuck the Rif, we don't pass him like Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish is a student of Levi. Right, you can't pass like a Talmud against his Rebbe. And in terms of Hilchos HaKibasra, Rava is the most Basra, so you pass him like Rava. No? In other words, the Rif rejects Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who has different gradations within Recha, is rejected by the Rif. Sif Dalet in Shulchan Aruch tells me Reish Lakish. Correct, the Gra Sif Dalet only makes sense according to the Rif. Sif Dalet only makes sense according to Tosis, not according to the Rif. Right? Because according to the Rif, I dismiss Reish Lakish. Right? There's no different layers within Reicha. Again, if there are different layers within Reicha, so then I could tell you that we hold of both Psachim and Avodah Zarah. But the Rif, like Rashi, says that I am going to paskin. It's the same sugya, same exact sugya. And I'm going to paskin that Reicha is Lavno, so based on the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Meaning it's all one sugya. Tosfos is saying, oh, sometimes yes, sometimes no, depends how much. Tosfos is saying Reish Lakish, but the Rif rejects Reish Lakish. So in Shulchan Aruch, right, when I paskin in Sif Dalet like Reish Lakish, that means I am paskining like Tosfos, not like the Rif. That's the Gros Ha'ara. Point one. Grun Sif Katan Tes. There's another very interesting ka'ara. We'll say it and then we'll conclude. I'm just not sure if I'm being coherent today. I just don't know if... Two teiritzim in the Rif, no? Which one did I paskin like? Did I paskin like the day of Dover Shiyish L'Matirin? Or do I paskin like the day that it's Asur L'Chatchila straight up? Me'eza Sibashahi... but probably not what Dan was saying, right? That I paskin that there is an Isser L'chatchila. The Grun Sif Katan Tes is talking about a case like this. If a guy bakes bread together with an Isser, so you're not supposed to buy that bread if there's another bread. But if there's no other bread, then you're allowed to buy it. Because that's called b'diavad. Im ein loy pas acher berevach mutter b'shnehem, dizeh mikri l'chatchila. Zok the gra, when I speak about mutter b'shnehem, means even in a case that I cook bread together with milk, if I don't have any other bread, I'm allowed to use that bread together with meat. According to the Rif's Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, that would not be true. That's only true according to the L'chatchila. Right? The Gra is saying like this. If I hold of Rif 1, that there's a distinction between L'chatchila and B'diyeved, so I could say L'chatchila and B'diyeved is situational. Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is an objective standard. If the bread was made with milchix, so it's going to be also to eat it with fleishix no matter what, if I take the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin approach. But if I take the L'chatchila approach, so I could say, you know what? Sometimes it's called L'chatchila, sometimes it's called B'diyeved, depending on what else you have available. The fact that when I have no other bread, I'm allowed to eat the bread that was cooked with milk, I'm allowed to eat it with fleishix, means I hold of the first approach of the Rif, the L'chatchila approach, purely, not of the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin approach. So the Gra in Ois Tes is basically telling me that la halacha, we follow the first approach of the Rif, not the second approach of the Rif. Okay, so let's just summarize what we had today. Very complicated sugya of Reicha Milsa and Reicha Lav Milsa. We didn't even get into the big ovens or the small ovens, whether there is a hefsik or not hefsik, shamein, kachosh, we spoke about very briefly. But the sugya, there's a fundamental question. Whether the sugyas are one and the same or two different sugyas. That's a machlokas Rashi and Taisvis, or we could say it's a machlokas Rif and Taisvis. Those Rishonim who paskin that Recha is Milsa have to say that fundamentally we are saying that there are different sugyas. It depends on how much Recha there is. If that means that they are fundamentally holding like Reish Lakish, so the Gra says Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalid is following them. The Rif and Rashi take the approach that fundamentally there's one sugya of Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. The sugya of Vajasar is the same as the sugya in Psachim. If the sugyas are the same, so then we don't follow Rashi. We follow the Rif. That there's a difference between Lechatchila and B'diyeved. But the Rif has two reasons. One is the Dor Lechatchila versus B'diyeved. The second is the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin angle. Zok the Gra Ostes, that we are following the first approach of the Rif, not the second. That's just what emerges from the sugya the way I put it together. We also spoke briefly, we said over the placey, about whether Recha Milsa is a Din D'oraisa or Din D'rabbanan. Hope everyone has a good day. Shkoyach. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to say shir. Again, I hope that I'll feel better. But we'll take it from there.